Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry partially on his cell phone. The weather down there is horrific. Hi, Larry. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Is my signal okay?
It's all right. It's a little weak, but it's okay. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
As long as you may have to leave, I know you wanted to read a couple of passages, so why don't we start there in case we lose you?
Okie doke. They're really interesting. I got a new book from Michael Snyder called Lost Prophecies of the Future of America. And they're really, really interesting. And I wanted to read two of them and get your opinion. And I'll read the first one from Sadhu Sundar and get your opinion from it. He talks about a coming wind. He says, another great wind going to sweep all over the world. And when he spoke the word wind, it was made known that this was another great wind, was worse than the coronavirus pandemic going to sweep the whole world. And basically, here's what he said, and this is Sadhu Sundar Selvarge. He's an Indian. He says, so when this great wind comes, it will sting people like a hornet stinger. When a hornet stings a person feels hot with fire-like sensation and swelling like boils appears on their bodies. In the same manner, when this wind stings a person, that person will feel hot like fire all over them, and their temperature will rise above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, above 38 centigrade. So feelings will be hot like fire burning all over their body, and fever will shoot up in their bodies more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and boils will develop all over their faces and bodies, especially in the chest area. These are the physical symptoms of this new virus sting. Said no doctors and scientists will be baffled and perplexed at not being able to discover at all any medicine or vaccine for this. This morning, I read in the news a scientific report about the coronavirus that the scientists are still trying to understand the DNA of this virus. And they say a vaccine is still a long time away. So there's no medicine, there's no vaccine. At that time, they claim they have found something. This hornet will come to sting. But this time, doctors and scientists will not be able to discover any way how this virus works, and they will not be able to discover any medicine or vaccine. Now, I kind of had a thought when I was reading that and studying about it today, Stuart. I kind of had a thought, what if the one that they can't figure out, what if somehow it's enhanced with nanobot technology?
That's what I think it is myself. If you go online, folks, and you want to know how far advanced they are in nanobot technology, now you got to remember something. A nanobot is about the size of an atom. They're extremely small. And it's amazing, however, what they can do with those things. It's just absolutely incredible. You wouldn't believe it. But if you go on like YouTube and just type in nanobot research or nanobots, and you'll see all kinds of stuff about how they are doing it. And it's just absolutely mind-blowing what they're able to accomplish with this. And I have long thought, because they can't figure out what this virus is, it's probably merged a virus and a nanobot together somehow. And if you follow everything that deep state has told you to do and all the confusion about it, it's all designed for one thing, lower your immune system. That's what lockdowns do. That's what masks do. That's what inactivity does. Reminds me of those guys in New Jersey trying to open up their gym for people to exercise. And one of the co-owners made that very remark, that what they're doing is trying to get your immune system lowered so that when this next wave, as Larry was just reading, comes through, thousands, if not millions, of people will perish on it because of it. And there's no question they're culling humanity. Georgia Guidestones. Why would the Masons, and that's who did Georgia Guidestones, why would they carve in granite the reduction of about 7 billion people on planet Earth? That's their goal. Now, why would you carve that in rock like mimicking God and the Ten Commandments? Well, only one reason. They're totally insane. They have an agenda. And that agenda's killing you. That's all. Simple. They want you dead. And they've developed I think germ warfare is probably one of the best methods to do it. And who knows what's in the chemtrails that also lowers the immune system. And Larry's had several incidents down there of things that have popped up after heavy chemtrailing. They have done analysis on some of that stuff. It's all poisonous. Everything that's in your vaccines is actually poisonous. And there have been a lot of people. There's a guy by the name of Horowitz. I think he's a doctor, medical doctor, who's written several books about these vaccines, and in those books even included emails, internal emails from the vaccine people about how they don't work, number one, and number two, the stuff that's in them. And yet people are, well, Larry, I think they've been cast under a witchcraft spell, just like Revelation says for America. What do you think? I mean, that's my take on it.
Well, I think you're right. The word mesmerized come across my mind when you were just then talking. And here's the second one I wanted to share, and then the third one's like Red Elk. But let me share the second one, get your opinion, and we'll go to the one that reminds me of Red Elk. In this book by Michael Snyder, the new book, he says that all the way back in 1979, a woman by the name of Sarah Monet was shown a horrific pandemic in the last days that would affect the skin, and she was shown another one that would cause people to bleed from the nose, mouth, ears, and eyes. So the next thing I saw was people being sick and dying. I saw this particularly in four cities, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Salt Lake. The disease started by having white blisters, some the size of dimes, appear on their hands, arms, and face. This quickly developed into white puppy sores and blisters. People would stumble about and fall, and then many died within a short time, maybe 24 hours. I also saw other people with blood coming from their nose, mouth, eyes, and ears. It started like a flu virus, and it spread very quickly, faster than the other white blister disease. The people who had this disease died even faster. This was more widespread across the entire United States. There were hundreds of thousands of people stricken with these two diseases. Now, that was 1979, Stuart, and it kind of reminded me, as we were talking about the second wave of Sundar, and this one too. You remember that very strange viral outbreak on my chest that I had that was horrific?
Yes.
And remember, they never could identify it. Even the microbiologist said it was a unknown virus, and thank God they could treat it. But I suffered much with that, so I can relate to these prophecies. What do you think?
No, that
Kurt?
Was after heavy chemtrailing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Or was that
related? No, I'd been under a lot of chemtrails for days. You know, I go out and walk. And this was during a heavy chemtrail time. But remember, I broke out with that thing on my chest, and it like to took me over.
Yeah, I remember that. Are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
Oh,
okay, what's your next one?
Now, okay, the next one, I can walk outside if you need me to read this one.
No, that's fine. We can hear you just fine.
Okay. This third one's very, very interesting, and it reminded me so much of red elk. And when I'm through, let me know what you think, because it kind of dovetails into red elk's information. It says here, let me share with you an excerpt from a vision of Monique Bizet, B-I-Z-E-T, in case people want to look it up, was given. And this is an excerpt now. It says, I could see all around me, as in a 360-degree view, and there were dead corpses everywhere. Millions of dead bodies stacked as high as buildings and all over, too many to bury. The number of dead bodies stacked seemed to be without end and more than I could count and as far as my eyes could see to the left and the right. The stench of the bodies was overwhelming. I was astonished by the sight of them to the point of feeling breathless. Their dead flesh was gray, greenish, and their hair was all gone. They all seemed to have an expression of horror with their eye sockets empty and their mouths open, like empty holes, as if they were screaming, like something had impacted them at all in a very horrific way. The bodies were so severely starved that all their ribs were projecting out. It reminded me of what the prophet Zechariah saw. Now this will be the plague with which the Lord will strike all the peoples who have gone to war against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they stand on their feet, and their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongue will rot in their mouth.
Zechariah
14:12.
Radiation. Nuclear radiation.
Yeah, I said that dirty water was streaming through the dead bodies and running through the streets. The only thing I saw alive were roaches that somehow survived, and I saw bugs and flies. But it was mostly roaches covering the dead bodies, flying off and then coming back. So it was a horrific vision, Stuart, but that reminded me so much of Red Elk's description to you, how they tried to get rid of the bodies by carrying them by railroad cars to the Auroras in the Dakotas.
Yeah, they were just dumping them, he said, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of bodies. He said in the vision, he thought, the Lord didn't tell him exactly what had happened or why. He just showed him. And he thought they were predominantly coming from the eastern area of the United States, and that railroad cars just full of bodies were taken out into the Auroras out there and Dakotas and dumped there and probably burned there. I don't know for sure, but he said he did not know exactly what had happened. He just saw what he was shown is what he said. And I guess people can take it, you know, for what they want. But what you seem to be talking about there is nuclear radiation and possibly neutron bombs rather than the ones that really explode. These are called dirty bombs. And they spread massive amounts of radiation. And we're not above doing that. Humanity is a fallen race. They'll do anything, anything at all. They're depraved. The Bible calls humanity basically insane, depraved. They don't even know it. That's the problem. Everybody thinks that when they're born into this world, that's just the way it is, and life is normal. And we take great offense at the fact that the Bible more or less tells us we're not only depraved, we're evil. And people say, well, I'm not evil. I've never done anything wrong. I've obeyed the law. That's not the point. The point is our nature, our fallen nature. That's the point. And so mankind just wars, fights, squabbles, can't get along, never will get along, because of the knowledge of good and evil. That's what the fall is about. So what you have, as I've explained before, You have two opposing spiritual forces within your mind. And that's why you have issues. And these issues can really become very, very nasty if you don't learn to control the impulses. And anyway, that's fascinating. And that first one, so long ago written, and of course there have been a number of movies considering a pandemic. And all you got to do is go online and search, like the Rockefeller Report issued in 2010. It tells you exactly what they're doing now. It's deliberate. It's willful. They want to destroy as many people as they can get away with. And what's amazing to me is Celeste Shalom made the comment that she was asked, well, aren't people going to resist? And she said, no, they won't. Probably 90 to 95% of the people will go to their death. They know they're going to their death when they're rounded up and arrested. They know they're going to their death, and they still will not fight. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It's got to be the mystery of iniquity. There is no other explanation for it. Jesus talked about the mystery of iniquity. And I don't see any other explanation. Do you, Larry, other than maybe a witchcraft spell could be the same thing as the mystery of iniquity? I don't know.
Well, ironically, Stuart, maybe the mystery of iniquity and the mesmerization are a spell of delusion against humanity causes them. They dovetail together. And humanity can't fight it off and literally just begins to die.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing. I want to read from John chapter 8, 43 through 45. Listen to this very carefully because it's loaded. Why? This is Jesus speaking. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. In other words, they have ears to hear, but they cannot hear. They have eyes to see, but they cannot see. And this is what he says. And he's talking basically to the whole human race. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. And because I, now this is a loaded part, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Now that's an amazing statement. So Jesus comes into the matrix, tells humanity they're in a prison house, offers them the way out, and they call him a liar. They call him a liar. Why? Because he told the truth. Humanity lives in the land of the lie. Planet Earth is the land of the lie. You're born into it. You grow up in it. You live in it. You die in it. And most people totally reject the things that Jesus said. So, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. So when Jesus commands us, for an example, enter in at the straight gate, walk the narrow way unto life. Or if he says, pick up your own cross, your own personal cross, is it because we don't believe the truth of it? Are we saying Jesus got to be wrong? Can't be true? Or when Peter warns us of the false preachers, teachers, and evangelists, we don't want to believe it because it is the truth, because the lie goes around the world 10,000 times in 2 seconds. The truth, however, can't even move an inch in 20 years. And that is because mankind has fallen. They will not admit it. They cannot admit it. And therefore, they go into perdition. It's very, very simple. And it's just amazing to me. here we got these books that you just read from, Larry. Do people actually believe it? Even though we've got COVID all over the place, and of course they have exaggerated those numbers massively, and I've told people, all you got to do, folks, go get the population of the United States. You can go online and find out what it is. Then go to the number of deaths, which are way inflated. You got to remember, they're way inflated. You could divide it in half, probably come closer to the real truth, and find out what the percentage is. And we're locking down the whole world on nothing. Not even as bad as the flu. Nowhere near as bad as a bad case of the flu. Now, because of the spell, or as Larry says, you're mesmerized. I go out and I see people dutifully driving their cars with a mask on. The scientific facts about masks are well known. All you got to do is go online and seek out scientific reports on masks and what they do for diseases and whatnot. How much protection do you get? Well, the answer is basically zero. You don't get any protection from it. Not only that, they're bad for you because you keep breathing in more carbon dioxide, more of your own germs. You keep breathing that in. So this is what the scientific reports tell you. So what are people like Fauci and Birx and the rest of them telling you? Well, that's all fake news. It's not true. It's misinformation. And you can't believe these alternative sites, even if they're doctors, even if they're well-known doctors, even if they are into these sort of things. Oh, you can't believe them. So what you have going is a party line, and everybody has to fall in line. Everybody has to fall in line. It's amazing. What else you got, Larry?
Well, it depends on where you want to go.
Anywhere. Anywhere but on Earth.
Oh, my God. Well, what is interesting, of course, is, you're talking about lots of deception. There's a Fox News report came out, and I've watched it all day, basically. It's just the beginning, they say, after the news of a plea agreement in Durham's Russia review. Trump
mm-hmm.
suggests there will be more fallout. Now, I did watch, and what I'm referring to is the FBI attorney that is pleading guilty, apparently, to setting up Trump, to begin this investigation.
Yes.
But I did watch a very interesting review of Tom Fenton with Judicial Watch by Lou Dobbs just before I came on the show here. And Tom Fenton seemed to indicate that nobody should get their hopes up that the deep state is about to crucify a lot of deep state people.
Yeah. Well, maybe something will happen so that doesn't happen. That would bring us very close to another false flag, don't you think? I mean, they're not going to go down without a whimper. They might throw a few of their own to the wolves just to prove something, but I just don't believe them. they probably go to prison and then the next day they're on some yacht somewhere because they were good people and did what they were told. I don't know. Lot going on there. What else you got?
Well, very interestingly, we've got a kind of a standoff in the Aegean Sea between Greek naval vessels and Turkish vessels. And at the present time, Erdogan is beating his war drums, wanting to go after Greece. But at the same time, and this is after actually a Turkish ship rammed one of the Greek Navy frigates. France and Egypt is both trying to send some ships to support Greece. So we've
mm-hmm.
got that standoff, and it's incredible. I mean, we've got flashpoints all over the globe, basically.
Yeah, and it seems like they have now proved that the Beirut bomb was sort of a suitcase nuke, and they did find a radiation spike, and more of that kind of information is coming out. You know, we don't know who did it, but we can guess, I think, who probably did it. Deep state, global deep state is behind almost all of this. If you get attacked by China, it's really not China. It's global deep state that told China to do it. If you get attacked by the Russians, global deep state said, yeah, we need the war, go for it now, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This world is run by Satan. However, there is an overlord to Satan. His name is Jesus Christ and God the Father. And they have their agenda as well. And very, very soon, Satan will be rounded up and he'll be tied for the millennium. So, but he's going to have his heyday. And he's using the global deep state and those people to do his bidding. And hence the New World Order. And hence, they have to censor all truth because Satan is behind it, and Satan is a liar and a murderer from the very beginning. And so, therefore, global deep state and the New World Order, the United Nations, and all of these are operating on total falsehoods. There is no truth in them. They don't have any truth. They don't want the truth because the truth exposes them for what and who they are. That's why they hate the Bible. That's why they hate the Christians. Psalm 2, kings and rulers gather themselves together against the anointed, Jesus Christ, against his followers. So, pretty simple as to what's really going on. Larry, what's your take on this headline? Radical group calls for 50-day siege of the White House for the New World Order. I mean, they're coming right out and saying what this is about.
Yeah, they apparently are not even hiding it anymore, Stuart. And I've had seen over the last couple of weeks some background news creeping in that I didn't have a lot of intelligence on, indicating that they were going to go after the White House. And even some people are believing that Trump possibly may let them have it. But we'll just have to see, I guess. But, yeah, the plan's out there. It's obvious. You know, this is a New World Order takeover of America, a defeat of America, or I guess you could say the surrender of America.
Surrender. Yeah, the American people have already surrendered. They won't do anything. It was very subtle. It was very clever to come in with this COVID-19 stuff, and you have a medical tyranny. Who elected Bill Gates to be king of the world and give his dictates as to what's going to be done? Who elected Fauci or Burks or any of these governors, these communist governors? We got a governor here. They're going insane with this stuff. It's just amazing what they're doing. And nobody seems to rise up. Nobody seems to want to stop them. And they're not going to be stopped, I guess. You know, Daniel's fourth beast has to come to full power over the world, and that's the United Nations. If you think the United Nations, think China, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it is coming all to pass. But this is what it says, and this is from their leader. We will lay siege to the White House, and we will sustain it for exactly 50 days. This is known as the White House siege. A siege only works if it is sustained. We witness this, the multiplying power of strategic occupation 9 years ago. You dig in, you hold your ground, and the tension accumulates, amplifies, goes global. 50 days from September 17th to November 3rd, let us once again summon the sweet, revolutionary nonviolence that our calling card in Zuccotti Park. So what they're trying to do, of course, is obviously destroy America. And here's another headline, Larry. Oregon State Police abandoned Portland after local left-wing DA refuses to pursue criminal charges against rioters who attack law enforcement. So you can even attack a cop, and it, you know, that's fine, wonderful. Well, why not kill the cops then? Not going to be held liable for it. So what the headline says, Portland, Oregon now stands on the verge of collapse into total lawlessness, anarchy, all by design. As the Oregon State Police are now pulling out of the city following the decision of local district attorney to drop all charges against rioters who violently assault law enforcement officials. Now, you were a police officer. What's your take on this? What would you do?
Well, in the day that I was a police officer, you know, we didn't surrender. But this thing really concerns me, especially Portland. I was on the show today with Augusto Perez, and he was talking about how that there'd been a lot of prophecies from a lot of, including Henry Gruber and others, talking about beachheads being landed in, you know, America, in Seattle and Portland, in that region. And that is true. And so my concern is, now that Trump has pulled out the feds, the federal troop, you know, the federal officers out of there, because the highway patrol or whatever had came in from Oregon to do it. Now they've pulled out. There's nobody there but the local police, who are totally restrained by local politics. So really, it seems like the whole scenario is really just total chaos and being run by Black Lives Matter and, you know, the loony Democrats and all the rest. But what troubles me, Stuart, is this is a really good time for China to begin to plant insurgents inside those areas of rebellion.
Yes. In fact, they could literally take over, and stupid American politicians wouldn't know it had happened until it was too late. What bothers me about Portland is this is going to go nationwide. Folks, you're going to lose your cities. Now, the people in Portland evidently don't care. I would think they would care. They've lost their business. They've basically lost their freedoms. If they go out and walk in the street, they're shot at or killed or raped or beaten up. And yet still, they don't gather themselves together, the people who live in those areas, and come out and pound these people up to the point where they would never come back. Not going to happen. I don't know what's happened. Like Larry and I have talked, maybe it's mesmerization. You know, I've asked a question before, where's the militia? I can remember when the militia was called into Washington, D.C. in front of Congress. And I remember the head of the militia at that point told the senators, you will never have martial law. We will not allow it. We will not allow our freedoms to be taken away. Well, all your freedoms all across the United States have been taken away. Where's the militia? I don't see them. I don't see anybody. So you're done. Like I told you on the last show, America is done. It's over. It's over, folks. You have but one escape. His name is Jesus Christ. And you better believe what he told you, no matter how bizarre or, what's the other word, incredible, maybe, of what he said. It is bizarre. It is incredible, but it's the truth. And he came into this matrix and told you, you live in a prison house. You just don't believe it. When you die and you haven't fixed this problem, you find out the hard way that not only did you live in a matrix full of issues, now you go down to a very bad place. It's all based on frequency. And it's like Tesla said, you want to understand what's really going on? Think in terms of frequency, vibrations, and energy. We're just a body electric. It's all run by frequency. And it's just too bad people can't see it. Here's some more headlines, Larry. Black neighbor reportedly rushes a five-year-old white boy playing outside, puts a gun to his head, and executes him. Folks, this is going to continue on. It's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse because they're going to get away with it. Chicago looters smash Ronald McDonald's house. Now that, Ronald McDonald is where sick kids go. They're housed for free for parents who can't afford this kind of stuff. So these looters smash this house, and the kids were inside. Anybody do anything? That Lightfoot is a demonic. She's a total demonic. Look into her eyes. They're absolutely vacant. There's nothing there except evil. And nobody does anything about it. Nobody dares say anything about it. Well, it's about time people began to call it what it is. I don't hear it on mainstream media anywhere, not even Fox News. It's a communist insurgency run by the United Nations. They mean to take you down. They mean to round you up. They mean to kill you. And your only escape is the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody's giving him the finger, including most of the Christians. If you don't believe that, go to Matthew chapter 7 and read what Jesus says to these millions of Christians. Get away from me. I don't know who you are. Get away from me. That's what's going to happen. You can't give Jesus Christ the finger and get away with it. Wake up. And while all that's going on, Larry, here's some earth changes. California quake swarm increases chances of a big one. What do you think's going on out there?
Well, before I answer that one, let me throw in something here from McDonald's house.
Yes.
Because Franklin Graham, after they had attacked the McDonald's house with all the sick children, he actually came out on TV and he pointed his finger and he was talking to the Christians and he told them, he said, if you think this is only against the deep, you know, the deep U.S. government and against Trump, he said, you got another thing coming. And he pointed his finger at the Christians. He said, doesn't this tell you where it's going? It ought to, but you can't seem to wake up. Now
no,
that's
they
true. And by the way, I just want to mention one other thing, Stuart, where you're talking about earth changes and all this craziness, too, because you remember I had a friend in Louisiana that he had a dream before he died, and he saw refugees all over America. And there's one headline, ZeroHedge.com, had put out today, and I titled it on my blog, Escape from New York. That was after the movie Escape from New York, by the way. And it says, as wealthy residents flee in droves, New York City daily degeneration moving into hellhole status. But there are people moving, and of course in New York, a lot of them are moving and fleeing down to Florida, which Florida can't, they say there's not even a storage shed anymore that isn't crammed full of stuff. That people are moving out of New York like crazy, and they expect New York to be the next Portland, actually. That seems to be where this is going, and that'll give us beachheads on the West Coast and beginning on the East Coast, even.
Well, see, you got de Blasio, who's a communist. He's a sick man, very, very sick, and hell awaits people like him. He's destroying a whole city. He's destroying the people in it. Then you got Cuomo killing off the elderly. And now he says, I don't want an investigation into what I did. Well, of course he doesn't, because he'd be charged as a serial killer. And he'd probably be swinging. If this was all going on 50 years ago, Larry, these kind of people like Fossey and Burks would be hanging from lampposts as an example for what happens to people who commit high treason. It's amazing when treason prospers and the truth is ground into the ground. And that's where we are, folks. It's the big reversal, like the Lord told us was coming. everything is turned upside down. In fact, Jesus tells those people who are doing it, you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it. You're going to regret you ever came out of your mother's womb. You're going to regret you ever saw daylight because of the evil you do. And, of course, you know, like Daniel says, you can preach to the wicked. They'll never understand. They got to do their thing. And I guess my comment is they can do their thing. Jesus Christ is going to do his thing to them. And that's something that I've warned about for a long, long time. And I don't know, folks. We're heading into bad, bad times. And there's not a lot we can do about it. We just have to ride through it and adhere to what the Lord had to say. What's this deal with Doug Hagman, with Hagman and Hagman, with Doug? He put out this emergency alert about this lady who evidently was a Alex Jones reporter. What's your take on that? Is the roundup begun?
Well, I quickly read, I first found the Hagman's post on Steve Quayle's alerts, and I went quickly there and watched the video, and Hagman was extremely disheveled, and, you know, he reminded me of a reporter that had to break the news about an incoming hailstorm or an incoming tornado or hurricane.
Yes.
But anyway, he was outside his house trying to give this quick report, and he was very disturbed about the incident. And from what I could glean from what Hagman said, and also Alex Jones put out a post on it, and I read a little bit of that, it seems like this Millie Weaver possibly is a investigative journalist, that's the title I'd give her for what she's doing, that
mm-hmm.
had evidence from a server that would implicate Obama and his administration and everything that's going on. But before she could get the information released, the feds did a sudden, you know, they kind of did her like they did, you know, the Stone, Roger Stone, and they raided her house and took her into custody for some type of burglary, you know, indictment, if you will, blah, 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 you know how that goes. But what it seems is she's one that had information she was going to release a little bit like, you know, the WikiLeaks deal.
Mm-hmm.
They got to her before she could release it, and I think she actually works for InfoWars and some of these other groups, but she writes for them. But Hagman was extremely disturbed, and he said this is a warning to all of us that are talking against, you know, the deep state, you know, the New World Order,
mm-hmm.
And where all this is going. He said, they're coming after us now.
Yep. Well, see, they have to silence the truth. Satan can't handle the truth because he's a liar from the very beginning. He hates the truth. So those who are under him, those who are his, I don't know what you could call them, adepts or whatever you want to call them, minions that are controlling deep state, they've infiltrated just about every level of government. The United States government is so corrupt. If you read Jeremiah and Isaiah, the Lord has a solution for the United States of America. And it's a sad, sad solution. He nukes it. He destroys it from coast to coast, east to west, north to south. And probably a good share of Canada, too, because Canada's in on all this stuff as well. Can you imagine that the Lord considers us so corrupt and so evil that he nukes this nation? And the Bible is very, very descriptive of how we don't even fight back. Our military crawls into the little caverns they've got in their mountains and whatnot. They hide, and they won't do anything. So that's your military for you. Your military has gone basically satanic. And unfortunately, the Lord is going to allow the American people, because they could have stopped all this, and they didn't. He goes after them. and he uses a deep state to do it. And when they've done what they're going to do to punish the American people, then God punishes them. That's his, what do you call that, Larry, when a crook does the same thing over and over, so you can, as a police officer, the M.O. And that's been the M.O. of the Lord for quite a while. That's how he operates. And the American Christian is totally apostate, with few exceptions, according to the Bible itself. And they have refused to reconcile back to God. They have refused to repent. And I don't even hear the word, as Larry has said, and I've said on I don't know how many broadcasts, have we heard the word repent anywhere? No. It's not in the vocabulary anymore. It's been redacted. Well, why is the word repent redacted? Because Jesus told us the truth. And that's why people won't accept it, because it is the truth. Anyway, what's this deal with us seizing all these tankers, Larry?
Well, this was news that everybody laughed at when it first came out on Hal Turner. Of course, nobody believes Hal Turner, and well, just nobody hardly believes anybody anymore unless it comes out on mainstream media, and I don't believe mainstream media, so there you are. But ironically, Hal Turner posted it that U.S. forces had seized four Iranian petroleum tankers that were en route to Venezuela. You know, you'll remember that we've got an embargo, basically,
yes,
of Venezuela. And one Iranian tanker got through our ships and landed and unloaded there. And this was four more, but we got these. We seized them. Now, whether this is going to be considered an act of war, I don't know, because we seized them in on the high seas, as they called it, and we're bringing them under escort to dock them at the port of Houston, the Gulf of Mexico. So Iran hadn't made a statement yet, so we don't know what they mean. But you know, there's another flashpoint, if you will. Troubles on every side, and it just seems to be growing. Our troubles are growing by the day.
Yep, and we're going to go through a bad time. It may be that the United States rises up on the other side, but if it does, remember that America is the home of Lucifer, according to the scriptures. It's in Isaiah, king of Babylon, Lucifer. We don't happen to have kings. I want to get into the arrival a little bit and the UFO. Remember that the arrival is going to duplicate probably what it was in the days of Noah, when suddenly in the heavens all these balls of light appeared. They descended, and out came aliens. And they are shape-shifting aliens. And did you see that creature walking across the road, Larry? They got a good video of it. Somebody took a video of it.
Yeah,
did you happen to see that?
Actually, I did. And there's also that over the last year, Stuart, we've had more and more repeated and increasing reports of these strange creatures all over the country.
Yeah, that thing was kind of spooky because it had a long tail and it looked like it had a stinger at the end of it. It reminded me of the locust prophecies of the Bible. And I think we're going to see a whole lot more of this. And then they had that bat-type creature, only it had two arms and two legs that were not attached to the wings, crawling up a church steeple and sitting on top of the cross. And I thought that was a real message to the Christians. When you have a demonic creature sitting on top of the cross of Jesus Christ, that should be a clue as to what we're heading into. Anyway, they arrived suddenly back in the days of Noah.
Yeah.
And Enoch said they were shapeshifters. Let me read you from chapter 19, just a little bit here. And being numerous in appearance, made men profane, talking about the aliens who landed, and cause them to err, so that they sacrifice to devils as to gods. For in the great day there shall be a judgment, with which they shall be judged until they are consumed, and their wives also shall be judged, who led astray the angels of heaven, that they might salute them. Now, this is interesting because I think a lot of people don't realize what the rapture of the church actually entails. I believe it is a plasma event. I know a lot of people don't even believe in a rapture, but they're denying Jesus Christ, who said, look, I go to prepare a place for you in the Father's house. If I go, I'm going to come back and get you and take you there. Well, then we got all these people saying there is no such thing as a rapture. Well, they're calling Jesus Christ a liar, and that's not very smart. Not very smart at all. But anyway, this is going to be kind of an interesting arrival when it takes place. I wanted to read just a short verse out of the Great White Brotherhood. It was written by Elizabeth Clare Prophet a long time ago. She's dead now. Anyway, here's what she says. That the flame of Christ consciousness is the one flame that rises as a fountain of light, a tribute to all peoples and all nations who have come to this soil. She's talking about the United States, Babylon, and this continent, for the great gathering of the elect, for that time in history when, by the power of the spoken word, ascended masters, hierarchies of light, should talk with mankind again and walk with mankind and prepare the way for the second coming of the Christed One in the hearts of all mankind. This is the destiny of America, to set forth that city foursquare that is the foundation of the new order of the ages. See how deceptive this is? The order of freedom, the order of the Aquarian Age, and from that square the pyramid of life does rise. It remains for the people fervent in devotion to the flame to place a capstone on the pyramid of the civilization wrought by men and God and God and men. There you go. That's the deception. It's coming. It's going to fool 95% of the human race. What do you think, Larry? I mean, that sounds pretty disastrous to me.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it. You actually put up on your blog that image of that bat-like creature that was walking up and got on that cross, and it was very bold. It actually was kind of flaunting its authority, kind of like at the church itself. But I was thinking, I don't even know if this would cause some church people to even dust off their Bible. I don't know that there would even be a response from them.
They probably think it was a fake. You know, it's like that creature crossing the road. That's very, very difficult to fake. Shadows are extremely difficult to fake because you have to be very, very careful where the direction of the sun is coming in and what it does to the creature and the shadows it makes. And that creature walking up that church roof, and the shadows are exact, even when it's flapping its wings. That's not a fake. Somebody actually saw this creature. It's not a bat. Now, a fruit bat can be about 6 feet tall. They're huge. But it's not a bat. If you look at a bat, the hands, or I guess you could call them hands, are attached to the wing. And the feet are attached to the back of the wing. This creature is not attached. The wings are separate. And you can hear it screeching at the people as it's climbing up this church dome, and then it crawls up on top of the cross and sits there, and then it finally flies off. And we're getting more and more reports, Larry, aren't we, of Mothmen and that kind of thing, particularly I think in Chicago that's still going on.
Oh yeah, that's almost every day I click on some of the sites I check on, and they're having that what they call Mothman sightings really all over the country, but especially around Chicago.
Yeah, and it reminds me of Chuck Youngbrandt's, and as far as that goes, Red Oaks, prophecy about the Lake Michigan. There, if you haven't heard it, folks, there's, according to the prophecies, there's a huge earthquake that occurs in the Chicago region under Lake Michigan, according to Red Elk. And it appears to be the same as what Chuck Youngbrandt was talking about. And what happens is there's a dislocation in the surface of the lake of about 800 feet, and it causes a tsunami to rise up and go to the north and wipe out whatever's north into Canada. And then it reverses itself and comes down and wipes out Chicago and goes all the way down to the Gulf. And that's probably the beginning of the inland sea that people are talking about. There's supposed to be a huge earthquake in the Midwest that is, I guess one could say, very, very deadly. And Larry, you had that vision of down there by Broken Bow, was it, where you had a huge rift open up?
Yeah, throughout that region. Matter of fact, I talked to a woman that had been praying on top of a mountain in Arkansas, and she said the Lord had showed her that a massive amount of water comes up. She says comes up, covers Texas almost to DeQueen, Arkansas, but then there was a huge rift that ripped right up through the eastern part of Arkansas through the country. And she's deceased now. She's not with us anymore, but she was very emphatic. She believed that vision she saw, but there's been a lot of people see a rift in the middle of the country, basically.
Yes, a huge rift. And it's based upon when, now we got this peace agreement. We didn't mention that. Folks, when Trump announced this peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Republics, this is the beginning. This is the beginning. That was a huge prophetic event. We are getting so close to all this, and we're getting close to the arrival. No longer in the shadows, goes the headline. Pentagon's higher entities unit will make some findings public. Isn't that interesting? Higher entities. They're getting you ready for the arrival. That's what they want. Any last word, Larry?
Well, it all goes along, too, with what John Moore's been releasing the last couple of weeks about the timing of this coronavirus and the insurgency in the country, the communist insurgency, and where this is going. And of course, he had some maps, naval maps, of what they believed was going to happen. And it shows that inland sea, if you will, or that inland area of water all the way up through the U.S.
Yeah, there's a number of people that have had those visions of the split in America. And it's, I guess it depends on what map you want to believe. Hopefully the Christians aren't around when that occurs. I know most people do not believe really in a pre-trib or at-trib rapture. I'm going to do some research on that again. I do myself, because I don't think the church has anything to do with Israel. And what's going on in Israel is the beginning of the trouble that Israel is to go through, time of Jacob's trouble, time of Israel's trouble. It's called the Daniel's 70th week. It does not have anything to do with the church. Further, you'll find a huge shift in dispensations. Paul says you can give your life for the faith, but if you're not born again, it profits you nothing. In other words, it's null and void. On the other hand, in the book of Revelation, it says if you put your head in a guillotine, it profits you everything. That's a shift. We've gone from grace over to works. Anyway, I can get into that later on. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. I wish we had better news for folks. brace yourselves, and it's going to get rough, very soon. Anyway, take care.